This is Jay Sekulow. New developments for Pastor Yusef Nardakhani.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Iran could execute imprisoned Pastor Yusef Nardakhani soon. The situation there is reportedly getting increasingly dangerous for the pastor. Nardakhani has been sentenced to death for apostasy.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Members of Congress are condemning Iran for its treatment of the Iranian Christian pastor. Pennsylvania Republican Joe Pitts and seven other congressmen introduced a resolution in the House. It condemns Iran for its, quote, persecution, imprisonment, and sentencing of Pastor Nardakhani.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. In what is we're describing as an extremely dangerous turn of events, the situation for Pastor Yusef Nardakhani in Iran has taken a very serious toll. Jordan has been on the phone since early this morning. Jordan, the latest, it's just not encouraging. We've got a lot of work to do here. What's the latest?
The latest is news I did not want to report or even get people thinking about. We told you, you know, his life's in serious danger. Now it appears, and we believe, I mean, that, you know, in Iran, nothing is public. It's not like our court system. We believe an execution order has actually been written, issued for Pastor Yusef Nardakhani. And because at this stage, it does not look like it would be a public execution, the one you sometimes see the pictures of from Iran. There's appeals there. In this kind of private situation where it's a trial that's already made its way to the Supreme Court, when the Supreme Court in Qom there said they sent the case back to the appellate court, they did not overturn the verdict. They said, before you issue the death sentence, you need to check into these facts. Well, they've given him these times to recant his faith. The situation with Iran has turned very grave, and you know the hostilities between Iran and the world, the growing hostilities, not just the United States, not just the West, not just Israel anymore, have been, of course, significantly changed since we first brought you the story and first got involved in the case. So we now believe, and for everybody out there, first we need your prayers, but also do everything you can to spread this story, that an execution order has been issued by the lower court there in Rashat, where his case has been tried for Pastor Yusef Nardakhani, which means, and we have not been able to confirm again today, Dad, that he's alive. So this has been, we were able to confirm that on Friday. We could not confirm it yesterday or today yet, and it's been very tough in communications there. His attorney is facing almost 10 years in jail just for doing the case.
Yeah, and communications has now become very difficult. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Your thoughts about this, the expressions that you want to share to Pastor Nardakhani and his family as we continue to fight for his life. As Jordan said, an execution order has been issued. Does not mean it's been implemented. We don't know it has been. We don't know it hasn't. We do know this, that Congress is moving with House Resolution 556, which doesn't sound like, boy, you want to do more, and I know that. And I know, believe me, we're working the UN, we're working every angle we can. Jordan, quickly here, let's set the stage. If the order, now that we know the order has been issued, what does this exactly mean? They don't have an appeal system like we have here in the United States.
Yes, this is a very difficult situation because it doesn't appear to be a kind of public execution there. The only appeal may be to the Ayatollah himself, just like how a president of the United States can grant a pardon or the Supreme Court could step in. There may be some kind of quick mechanism like that, but as you know, that would take a massive outcry from the world, and we need to realize that this is a time where Iran is kind of thumbing its nose at people.
Well, let's start that massive outcry right here. We've got it's House Resolution 556. We're also going to go to the United Nations. We have the right to do that as an NGO at the UN, so we're going to try to get world support here. We've already had a Twitter program going. We've heard from about 160 countries. Folks, you go to your phones right now, and you sign this petition supporting H.R. 556 and supporting Pastor Yusef Nardakhani so we can use your names at the UN. We could use it at the House. We could use it around the globe. We need your help. You go to the phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. We got to stand up for this pastor, folks. This has now entered a very serious turn of events here, dangerous turn of events. 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org. What we're going to do, we're not just going to support the House resolution. We're going to get all these names to government entities around the globe standing up for this pastor's life. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You have your voice heard right now, or aclj.org.
It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Youssef Nadakarni has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Youssef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Your thoughts about this pastor and Iran. Boy, you're talking about the dangerous threat of Iran. Let me recap here, Jordan. Give everybody the latest development here. I think it's very important for people to know exactly what has happened, what's transpired, and what we're doing about it.
Sure. I told people when it comes to Pastor Youssef, we'd be updating them throughout the week. And yesterday we said, we do believe his life's in imminent, immediate danger again for the second time throughout this work that we've done for Pastor Youssef and the story breaking to the world. And we know everybody's been following it very closely and praying about it. And today we decided actually to tell everyone why we believe it's in such grave and imminent danger. And that's because we believe it's that serious that an execution order has actually been issued. So it's been written and issued to execute Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani in Iran. Now, because this is not a public execution, it doesn't fall into that category as of right now. That would mean that there's not a typical kind of appeal. There may become kind of an appeal to the supreme leader there, like a president can grant a pardon, but things would be dire. So the only probably hope, which is why the attorneys called us to do what we're doing right now, is to raise our voices, spread this news to the world, and get the media talking about the story again. That may be the only hope here.
Yeah, let's be really specific on what has happened, because I think, and specific being that we've got contact inside. We're dealing directly with the attorney, but the Iranian legal system, folks, is very different than any other system almost in the world, even within the Muslim world. The Ayatollah is the ultimate authority. He can grant basically a pardon and parole just on his signature.
That's right. He can do that, so there is still hope here. And we have to keep working, and we can, the Iranian system, the way it works, let me explain. The first time they have not yet done this, by the way, even when he was found guilty and sentenced to death, the execution order had not been issued. That's this next step. That's after you've had all of your appeals. Remember, he appealed his case.
Right.
He got to the Supreme Court there. They sent it back to the lower court. They then sent it to the Ayatollahs, and now that it looks like they are going to make, they have made a decision. But it's not public in Iran. There are no documents. This is not something that you can go get in the court record like in the United States. Your family doesn't know. The way it was described to us, Dad, is how do you find out if it actually happened? And this is a grave thing, folks, but understand what I'm about to say. How does the attorney sometimes find out this happened or the family? The body's delivered. That's how you find out in Iran if the execution went through. They don't have to do any kind of notice, any kind of warning, and there's no public execution here, so you won't see this on TV, and you have to trust us and trust the attorney. They don't ask us to say things like that if they don't believe his life is really in danger. We cannot confirm as of today that he's alive.
Remember that the death sentence was upheld by Iran's Supreme Court last July and then was transferred over to the Ayatollah because of the international outcry. Now, we've got H.R. 556, which is the House resolution, but we're going much deeper. And by the way, I need to say this. It's got bipartisan support. Republican John Carter, Democrat Keith Ellison, first Muslim in Congress, he signed on to it. Representative Trent Frank from Arizona, Republican. Jim McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts. Representative Frank Wolf, Republican from Virginia. Representative Heath Shuler, who's worked with us on a number of issues, Democrat from North Carolina. So bipartisan support here. We also have got to take it to the U.N. We need international outcry here. Here is the number that I need you to go to the phones. If you want to stand up for this pastor's life, we've got to make a global effort here to keep the pressure on and to make this an international issue. Our phone lines are open for you to add your name. It's at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Sign this petition now. Going broader than just, folks, the House. We're taking this to the UN, really taking this around the globe. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and I encourage you to go to your phones now. As this pastor's the death warrant has been entered, we don't know if there's been an execution yet. So again, 877-989-2255. Hey, if you want to talk to us on air, it's easy. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to the phones, Jordan. Who do we have?
Let's go to Mike, calling from Nevada online for Mike. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, my real quick question
sure.
is, if they do execute him,
yes.
what is United States' stand, and are they going to retaliate, or what are they going to do?
Well, I don't think it's military action, if that's what you're saying. The Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has been very vocal about this. Jordan has met with the State Department on this. They have been very aggressive on this. But, Jordan, what happened? Mike brings up a good question, and that is, if what happens here is the worst-case scenario, which is the execution, what's the response then? It's worldwide condemnation is one thing, but this is Iran thumbing its nose at the world. This is a sign of what Iran's thinking, their mental process.
That's right. Remember, Iran has planned assassinations with their agents being arrested here in the United States, in New York, in Washington, D.C. The Saudis were targeted. The Israelis targeted. Israelis were targeted in India just last week, and they were Iranians that were arrested, agents of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Same thing in the country of Georgia, where Iranian agents, there was actually the bomb went off there, and Iranians were picked up as being responsible for targeting Israelis. But they're doing it in countries, which also, of course, enrages countries when you do this, like India, who buys a significant amount of oil from Iran. They've cut off their oil to the UK and France. The UK and France are planning on doing that in July. They are pointing weapons at our warships in the Persian Gulf. They are picking fights, basically. And this is another way to show, which is very different. You know, I look back that I started talking about this September of 2011 is when I first wrote about it on the Washington Post. Obviously, he's been in jail much longer than that, but that was when the execution was pending the first time. What we have to understand is what has changed between our relationship with Iran and yeah. the world's relationship with Iran since September 2011. A lot. Everything. The whole world is waiting on war. We have our own Secretary of Defense now predicting when he believes there a war would break out. So I think this is a time where Iran is looking to thumb its nose at the world, to pick a fight with the world, and to show the world, see, when we tell you we'll wipe you off the map, or we'll tell you we're going to execute somebody just because they're a Christian, yeah, we'll do it. But there are still, you know, the president, the White House, they're still trying to work on Iran understanding the implications of what it means if they
yep.
keep this nuclear program. This all comes as part of that kind of discussion, these kind of major international cases. What we have to do, folks, and everyone listening, is make this a major international story again today.
Yeah, and the British, by the way, are trying to do that. Even in the House of Commons, there's been discussions about this. Last month, Pastor Nardacani's case was featured during a 90-minute debate on human rights in Iran in the British House of Commons. Lawmakers discussed the pastor as well as other, because he's not the only one imprisoned in Iran as a Christian. But interestingly, Jordan, what's the UN doing?
You know, the UN has gotten involved through some of their branches, you know, condemning these kind of rights violations.
What about
violations.
The Human Rights Council? Anything?
The Human Rights Council, I don't think, has done anything to – well, they do report on the situation in Iran. I don't want to say they don't do that, and the human rights violations. So they've all spoken out. But what's been, I think, most important is that we've had the countries themselves. I mean, from Mexico to the United States to Canada to all over Europe, Germany, the UK and France, you've had Eastern European governments speaking out. So what we've seen is it's not just all Western. The Council of Europe, the European Union,
right.
has spoken out as well. You've got church leaders, lots of members of the Holy See have spoken out, the Catholic Church, also people like Desmond Tutu, human rights advocates.
Right.
In South Africa and throughout the Africa,
but
throughout
you know, you brought up a point that's important here. You know, we're talking about worldwide reaction. The Daily Caller reported today that Iran has sleeper cells throughout the United States, which is not a shock, and throughout the West, by the way, to unleash, you know, their suicide bombing attempts. We know that. We saw what happened just last week in Washington, D.C. Here's what I'm saying, though, folks. We've got to show worldwide condemnation of what they're doing. That's what we're trying to do right now. So while this U.S. resolution is important, we're now broadening this out to the U.N. generally, which means to the globe. Jordan, let's quickly talk about the Twitter program we've got, and then I'm going to ask everybody to take direct action as we go into a break.
Yes, folks, right? If you go to ACLJ.org, we have the Tweet for USEF program. When we say we need to spread the word right now, you go to ACLJ.org. There's two places to get to it. Right on the homepage, it says Tweet for USEF right now. There's also a dedicated graphic that you can click on right now. It says Tweet for USEF with his picture. Both of those will take you to the right place so that you can sign up for this program where an automatic tweet goes out from your account every day. It's absolutely free. And in a time where we do believe an execution order has been issued for Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani, This is a time to join any program you can, especially it doesn't cost you anything, to spread the word for Pastor Yousef. Ask people to pray.
Right.
The tweet goes out automatically. And any story, we're going to post a new update with that information to our blog. Make sure to email it, post it on Facebook, send it to your friends and family. If you've cared about this story and you followed it closely and you're praying about it, this is the time to really take action.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me make it very personal here. Pastor Nardacani has been offered clemency if he would renounce his faith. He's refused to do that. He's been offered a stay of execution and release if he would just admit that Muhammad is a messenger, is a prophet. He has refused to do that. Nardacani, we now know that this execution warrant has been issued. His wife, Fatima, they've got two sons, Daniel, who's age 9, Yoel, which is Joel, as we would pronounce it, age 7, of course, are praying for his release, as the rest of the world is as well. You go to your phones right now at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. I want you to shut these phone lines down, so many calls coming in, so we can take your name to the world for this pastor. 1-877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign this petition online as well. It'll go to the UN. It'll go to the House. You could also lend your voice for the Tweet for Yousef program right on the homepage, ACLJ.org, or go to your phones. Add your name, folks. This is now life and death. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have your voice heard. ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is a matter of life or death. Pastor Yousef Nadarkhani has been illegally detained in Iran for nearly 2.5 years. Under Sharia law, he's now facing a death sentence because of his Christian faith and his refusal to embrace Islam. The ACLJ has launched a global effort to save the life of Pastor Yousef, working in this country and abroad to secure his freedom. Now, efforts are at a critical stage. A resolution has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives condemning Iran for violating human and religious rights and calling on Iran to release Pastor Youssef immediately. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign our petition urging members of Congress to add their names to this important resolution. It's time to turn up the pressure on Iran. Demand the immediate release of Pastor Youssef now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
All right, we've got a call going out for help, and that is helping Pastor Youssef Nardakhani, who is, as we reported this morning, an execution warrant has been issued. We do not know if it's in fact taken place. We're calling on worldwide pressure now on Iran. This is beyond the United States. It's beyond House Resolution 556. We're asking you to tweet for Youssef. You can go to aclj.org. That when you do that, we're getting Twitters. I think tweets out, Jordan, was it 150 countries right now, 160?
We're up to 180 of the 193 countries they recognize the UN. So 180 countries, people are being reached on the Tweet for Youssef program.
All right, which is great news. But, folks, we need your name. So when we go to the UN, we go to the House, we go around the globe, we're able to represent thousands of Americans that are concerned about this. Go to aclj.org. You can sign up online or call us at 1-877-989-2255. This is the most critical stage we've been in at this case. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
All right, let's get right to the phones. Evelyn calling from California, online too. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi. Thank you for taking
sure.
my call. This attorney needs so much wisdom and support. I just can't imagine. Can he still talk to him?
Jordan, that's a good question. What's the latest? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so occasionally he has been able to, you know, talk to his client, but this attorney, Evelyn, is himself facing 9 years in jail. Being disbarred for his life and banned from ever teaching or practicing law for the rest of his life because he represents Pastor Youssef Nardakhani. So understand, Evelyn, we certainly need to pray for this attorney. He's a Muslim. He has been fighting these cases on behalf of persecuted minorities in Iran for a long time. It's not about politics to him. It's just about freedom and the freedoms that are guaranteed in the Iranian constitution. The freedom of belief is enshrined there. And to never be questioned by the government about what you believe, but we know that's not the truth. And Evelyn, this is one of those unique cases where usually in Iran, this kind of person would disappear. If you're talking about Pastor Youssef, there would be no attorneys. There would be no court case. There would be no execution orders issued. But they got caught this time on that. They didn't like that. They've stalled things out, and I think you've seen how the world events have changed. But certainly we need to pray for the attorney. I know he's trying to work and do everything he can for Pastor Youssef. He's put his own life on the line for the case, which tells you about these attorneys who work on these cases around the world, regardless of what their faith background may be. But again, risking their life, a Muslim attorney risking his life for a Christian pastor.
So, I mean, the reality is he has taken a heavy risk here, and we've had ongoing contact with him, but he's facing unbelievable persecution himself. Again, folks, to update you, what we've got, Jordan, let's tell people what we've concluded just in the last 24 hours, actually in the last 3 hours.
Yeah, we have concluded, and we were waiting. We really did not want to tell you all this. It's dire information, but we've believed that to try and to do what we can to save his life, which is all we can do right now, is to talk about it and to get as much attention on it as possible. I'll be on CBN News later today in a few hours talking about this. We believe an execution order has been issued by the court in Gilan province, which the capital there is Rashat. That's where Nardakhani is from. That is the trial court that issued the original order for execution. It found him guilty and sentenced him to death, but did not order the execution because it was appealed to the Supreme Court, who did not overturn the execution, but basically sent it back for more information, to get more facts. But they didn't say, if you get those facts that you can't execute him, that it has to go back to us. We then know the case was referred to the Ayatollah, and now that it's it looks like, and we believe, though it's Iran, so this is not all public. These documents don't really exist, so I can't prove it to you by paper right now. We believe, though, an execution order has been issued for the first time. The first time we believe his life was in danger, they had found him guilty and sentenced him to death. This time, we believe an execution order has been issued, and we are looking at the appeal options available, and they don't look great right now, but you know, we're working on it right now. We're doing everything we can to figure out the Iranian secret legal system, which is part of the revolutionary court system, separate from their regular Supreme Court system.
We do know this, that pastors in the church councils in Iran have said that they were informed yesterday evening that the Gilan Province Court ordered the execution, which means the execution order has been issued. That is publicly out there. The fact of the matter is we are looking at now trying to get global pressure put on the Iranians because we're not – the rule of law doesn't exist in Iran as we know it. So what we're doing is we broaden out our attempt. Of course, we're supporting H.R. 556, which has wide bipartisan support, calling for his imminent release. But we're going to the U.N. with this and to individual governments around the globe. This now needs to be a global issue. So what I need you to do right now, folks, is call us at 1-877-989-2255. When you do, you're adding your name to a chorus of thousands standing up for this pastor's life. But we really are at the 24th hour here. We are at the this is the most important phase of this case. We need to keep – we need international pressure at a hugely significant level. So you can go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition. You could go to ACLJ.org. You could engage in our Tweet for USEF program, which we encourage you to do. Or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255 and have your voice heard. That's 1-877-989-2255. 2255 to add your name to this petition or ACLJ.org. Critical time for you to do it. Jordan, who's next?
Bill calling from Alabama on line 5. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bill.
Thank you, Jay, for your work in doing this. You're absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
My understanding is that in the Muslim religion, if your father is a Muslim, then you are considered a Muslim.
Right.
You're born. And I think maybe this be the basis of the Islamic father in Iran, because his parents may have been Muslim.
Well, they had a whole trial, actually, on whether he converted from Islam or not, Jordan. That was a big part of this. Let's go through those details. Bill brings up a very good point. That was part of, actually, the hearings here. The second phase of the hearings was, well, maybe he was never a Muslim in the first place, so therefore it wouldn't be a violation. What was the story on that one?
Yeah, I mean, you look at this, how they've kind of parsed out that. I think this is what the court finally looked at. I don't want to predict exactly how Iranian judges are looking at, but I know a little bit about Sharia law from all these cases we do, and any precedent that they make. So if they were to look at this and say to Pastor Youssef that, you know, he wasn't actually a Muslim at the age of majority, here's the problem it creates for all the other people, Bill, that we're talking about facing these kind of issues in Iran, which is a top persecutor of religious minorities. If they were to say that, then every child, really, of the revolutionary period, so the late 1970s, early 80s, many of those families would consider themselves secular-leaning Muslim, but not very religious. It was the time of the Shah. And so if your family had not converted to 12 or Shia Islam, like the revolutionaries in Iran, and you were kind of raised in that environment, you never were officially part of the Muslim faith, then you weren't a Muslim at the age of majority. It's kind of like in bar mitzvahs at 13, and the Muslim majority is between 13 and 15 there. And if you weren't ever kind of part of the church, like confirmed in the church for the Catholic listeners out there, then you never were technically a Muslim, though you do have Muslim background. And I think that's what they're going back to. They want to still hold the line that if you have Muslim blood and you came from even secular Muslim parents, you can't then say you're not an apostate for becoming a Christian. Or else, imagine how many people could go become Christians in Iran. And that tells you something about how they think.
Well, that's the way the Sharia law works. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. Go to ACLJ.org. Tweet for Youssef is right on the homepage. You could do that. You'll send out a daily tweet as this continues. Very important for you to do that, ACLJ.org. You can also sign this petition, which is now going to the UN and governments around the world, at ACLJ.org. So a lot of information posted there as well. We'll keep you posted. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. He'll keep you updated during the day. Everybody else, go to your phones right now. This is the moment. This is the time. We need to seize this to make your voice heard for Pastor Youssef. 1-877-989-2255. We have no time to waste here. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But call now, folks. This is it. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info at